Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Yeah, Jaden, good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thank you, Robbo. Good morning.
Now, interesting news to kick off with. What's the latest? Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall set to divorce.
Yeah, have you got the violins out yet? I imagine that you would be pretty happy with that. But Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall, a bit of a shame, I guess you could say. They seemed pretty serious and devoted to one another. She was with him on his 90th birthday just last year, and it's sort of a great love story anyway, a billionaire media tycoon and a superstar in her own right. And I guess we can sort of take credit for their relationship, essentially. They met when she was here in Australia touring with the stage show The Graduate, and from there they went on to date for 4 months, and then in 2016, down the aisle they went. It's sort of like the stuff of movies, but you know, I guess if you know it's right, then it's right. But now, for some reason or another, it's reported that the marriage is over, and there's no official confirmation yet from Rupert Murdoch, but there's no denial either, which, in my experience, 99 times out of 100 usually means that the story is true. But for what it's worth, don't expect any confirmation anytime soon, because Rupert Murdoch is the type of person that, unless he absolutely has to confirm something, he very rarely does.
Probably trying to remember who Jerry Hall is. Anyway, we move on. Hey, sad news. A couple of showbiz icons passed away this last week.
Yes, Brett Tuggle, the keyboardist for Fleetwood Mac. He also did some stuff with David Lee Roth and his band. He sadly lost his battle with cancer at the age of 70 earlier in the week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. Just a beautiful man with a great soul. Been in the music industry for decades and played with a number of people, including Rick Springfield. And the other one was Carol Rae, number 96, the great Baroness Amanda von Papenburg, among other things. She made it to 99, and it was only a week ago, actually, that she was honoured with an AO in the Queen's Birthday Honours. So she had been unwell, we must say, for some time, but unfortunately passed away at the weekend. And given the timing of all of that, sadly wasn't able to be included in the in memoriam package at the Logies on Sunday night, although not everybody was included in that broadcast, but that's a separate kettle of fish.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, one of the great troopers of Australian showbiz, no question about that. And Robbie Williams, what's the latest there? We've heard that could be a chance he's going to perform at the AFL Grand Final, and it'd certainly be a step up from some of the performers they've had over the years. It'd be great.
Possibly, yes. They're definitely discussing it. I can tell you that much anyway. And it could all align perfectly, really. I mean, he's going to be here for the next couple of months. The Mushroom Group, they're the mob who organise the entertainment for the AFL, and they're his tour promoter when he's here. And it'd sort of be the perfect sort of make-do after his concert at the Grand Prix was canned when that was all cancelled due to COVID. And word on the street is that the AFL is now off the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Apparently the fee and the logistic arrangements there was just going to be too difficult. And I don't know. I mean, Robbie would also be demanding a pretty high fee. I mean, when Sting did it a couple of years back, or a number of years ago now, I think the rumour was $1.2 million for Sting. So I think Robbie would be charging a pretty similar amount to what Sting did. But as to whether or not the AFL and Mushroom can get that deal across the line, I guess we'll wait and see.
Yep, sure. Good coin if you can pick it up. No question about that. Hey, Jason, God, how am I going? Hey, all the very best, Jaden. And I won't talk to you next week. Mark Johnson will, but I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You will indeed. It sounded like I was heading off somewhere, then dying or something. But I know I'm sticking around. You're going away. So I'll catch you in a couple of weeks, Robert.
I'm the one going away on holidays. Hopefully not turning the toes up, but just going away on holidays. So back soon. Hey, all the best, mate. Thanks.
Thank you, Robert.
Jaden Forster. Entertainment on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.